You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Miami Marlins with MLB.com's Marlins beat reporter, Joe Fusaro. Joe, you have had an awful lot to cover, even as the season has wound down for a second division club. Most recently, some developments and some non-developments and some maybe developments regarding the manager situation. Who is really a part of this picture? Who is not really a part of this picture? Where does this whole thing stand right now?
Well, it's looking more and more like Dan Jennings may not be part of the picture. Part of him would like to still manage or at least discuss that. I think they've already decided that they want to go in another direction. And there's real question of whether or not he will be even returning to the front office, where many have assumed he would just go slide back and be the GM. So, you know, Manny Acta was in town the other day, I understand was here, interviewed for the job, and there are going to be numerous other candidates as well. Guys with previous experience are at the top of that list. And, you know, I think once they kind of sort out how the front office all falls into place, who's going to be the best fit. And I will say this, if Dan Jennings is not with the organization, there might be a bit more turnover in terms of roster than I believe if he stays in the organization, meaning I think he believes more in the core, while a new regime may be a little more skeptical of the core. And the manager is going to be, the next manager is going to be a very important hire. There's no question. I mean, we saw what Joe Maddon brought, you know, to Chicago. And, you know, the Marlins right now, I think they're moving towards being more analytical. Now, you know, how much of that they will do, I believe they will create, instead of, you know, one person being kind of in charge of it, a department, how much, you know, that front office mentality and how much analytics apply to the manager will be very crucial in that decision, and who they feel will be the right fit, because they clearly are going to want somebody on the same page with upstairs. I think Jim Riggleman, who I reported on very early in the process, you know, several months ago, he's been on a short list for at least a couple of months. So I have to assume he's going to get real serious interest. Dusty Baker was mentioned when Mike Redmond was replaced, and he still may or may not, although I hear right now he is not part of the picture, but you never know how things can change. But assuming he is not, you have Manny Acta, like I said, just interviewed. I don't know how serious that will be, but what I've been told, there will be many people probably interviewing for the job. So again, I think it's going to be the most important offseason hire decision they make, maybe even more than, you know, personnel, because it will establish a direction and a philosophy.
If they don't entirely know what the front office is going to look like, then from just a practical nuts and bolts perspective, who's doing the interviews? I mean, is this ultimately just going to be the owner's call, or what's the kind of process as they try and settle on a manager without a front office that's settled?
Well, you have Michael Hill as president of baseball ops. That's what he's in. Mike Berger, who has been the assistant GM, has had a lot stronger voice in, since DJ has been down in the dugout, and Jeff McAvoy. He's a real, rising star in the industry, and he's a guy I think to be the new GM if DJ is not the GM. So, you know, they're going to have, you're pretty much going to have people who are already in place. I don't see them going outside the organization like the Brewers just did or some of these other teams. And I think Jennings will land on his feet fairly fast if he does not return here. There was a meeting in New York on Monday. Now, this is Marlins off day. They came back from road trip. Dan Jennings was not there, but a lot of front office types were in New York meeting with Jeffrey Loria. And I think they already know pretty much where they're headed. So this is going to be an interesting final, 10-ish games, and we'll see if somehow Dan Jennings stays on the organization. He is signed through 18, so who knows, if the season ends, they may just say, hey, let's talk, and if And if everyone kind of gets on the same page, you might have, you know, a little change in philosophy. As of now, I don't necessarily see that happening. I wouldn't be surprised if Dan Jennings, who's been here what, since 2002 or three, will not be with the organization after this year.
Yeah, you've kind of, it definitely seems, I get the impression from both reading and talking to you, that one part does seem to be in motion. Is this a case of hard feelings on Jennings' part? Are there just good other opportunities? When he was moved into the manager's job, it seemed pretty clear that what they were saying was, look, no matter however this turns out, you're good. You're here. We want you around. What has happened? Have some relationships been soured? What's just kind of happened to go from, well, no matter what, you're still here, to he looks like he's got one foot out the door?
Yeah, because I think if, you know, because he's under contract, I mean, they did reassign some people in the minor league departments and other departments. I don't think he wants to be reassigned. You know, if they feel that, you know, his philosophy and his players didn't get it done, and there were reports out there, and you can confirm that they are true, that relationship with Jeffrey Loria has been strained. That was a good word. And whether it could patch up or not, you know, things could always patch up. But, you know, if the organization looks and says, look, we need, philosophically, we were among the worst minor league teams this year, ranked at the bottom by some media outlets. You know, their minor league records speak for themselves. They don't have another Stanton or Jose Fernandez or even a Christian Yelich, you know, knocking on the door to come up immediately. Now, those guys don't always come around, but you've seen the team used to cover the Cardinals are pretty good at replenishing, if not the highest of level, very, very good players. You know, they're short in those departments. So it almost looks like they're trying to find an identity. Now, whether it's Dan Jennings running the show or Jeff McAvoy or Mike Berger running the show or Michael Hill, they're going to have to establish a more clear identity because they've always kind of wanted to be a pitching defense type of organization, and they kind of strayed away from that to investing in players they feel are really good players. And if those players don't pan out, many of them get moved fairly fast, and then they're stuck, you know, with looking for another direction. Clearly, in the ballpark they play in, which I believe fences will be moved in to some degree, power, you know, unless you're Stanton, it's really hard to hit the ball very far here. So you're going to have to kind of get the kind of players that are going to be able to fit here. Clearly, they need to walk more. We've talked about, you know, this is more of an impatient lineup. You know, they could move a part or two and, you know, try to get a little different approach. But I think right now, Matthew, they're looking at a philosophical change on where they are realistically, how fast it will take to get to an elite-type contending status in a real one rather than striking lightning, you know, catching lightning in a bottle and contending. And, you know, I think that's where some of the visions of the people that may be taking over have caught the attention of Jeffrey Loria.
So let's say Dan Jennings does decide that his best opportunity is elsewhere, or even that that's decided for him. It sounds like what you're getting at is that the next GM would come from within, and it would be more just kind of a restructuring than some sort of major search outside the organization. Is that correct? Is that kind of what you
correct.
Think would happen?
Yeah, that's the way it seems to be. I mean, the fact that they've already hired Mark Del Piano, highly respected from the Pirates system, to come in and run the minor league operation, and other moves are being made at that level in terms of, you know, coordinators. Joe Dillon, who you might recall, former player, has been named their minor league hitting instructor. Moves are being made, and decisions are being made at very high levels. And that isn't to say, hey, we're going to go out and look for, you know, who might be, you know, third in command in Houston or something. You know, these decisions are being made, and I think, you know how it kind of plays out. It's going to be real interesting the first couple of days after the season to see, you know, if they sit down again, or if decisions are made, you know, right in that final weekend when we tend to see moves made around the league in terms of people staying or going.
All All right. Well, Joe Fusaro, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.